Hey everyone, Ryan here. This is our second part to our 3-year anniversary special. If you're wondering why it kind of starts off mid-conversation, then you're probably missing part one, which was the previous episode posted on the 21st of December. We ended up recording for over 3 hours, so we decided to split it up into two parts. And we'll be back in the new year with our Game of the Year special on January 2nd. But until then, hope you guys are having a fantastic holiday, and we'll see you in the new year. Thanks for listening. I'm just kidding, but no, seriously, like, Dragon Age, it does build upon, obviously, it's a new game. It's got years on Skyrim. When the next Elder Scrolls comes out, it's probably going to, not that one. Then
ESO
not,
was fine, okay?
Not the ESO.
I got into the beta there, and I don't know. I kind of burned myself out on it during the beta.
Yeah.
See, I didn't do that. I specifically did not play a whole lot during beta.
I don't think I played any ESO except for the early beta.
I think I'm still paying for both ESO and WildStar because every month I get like an email that says you have an automatic payment to Carbine or whatever, and I'm just like, God damn it.
You should go cancel those.
I think I might have canceled the ESO, but every month I just get the reminder, like, oh yeah, you were playing WildStar, but not anymore.
It's too bad they don't give you like a couple days notice, like, hey, we're about to charge you, so if you need to...
There's probably a reason for that. I am the textbook case for why they don't give you...
So you're the reason WildStar is still running. Oh, okay. All the people who have forgotten to cancel their subscriptions. I didn't play much of WildStar either. I think I played a bit of the beta and just, again, I don't know. It just didn't hit it.
I played WildStar for about 6 weeks, and it got to the point where there was nobody to group with anymore because everybody had either gotten to max level or they'd quit. so you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and I was doing... Because, yeah, they really did emphasize group content, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Sounds like my guild back in World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria.
Are you not an AIE person?
No. What server are they on again?
Earthen Ring.
We are on Earthen Ring.
I think I have a character on that server, I just don't think I have played it in such a long time.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the dungeons and the raids in Mists of Pandaria. They're a lot of fun. Can't wait to start raiding Warlords of Draenor.
I will say the raiding in Warlords of Draenor has been quite a bit more enjoyable than some of the past raids.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait.
You know what's entertaining?
What?
I grinded Molten Core back when it was vanilla. And I love watching all these new players jump in there and be like, what's going on? And I'm like, you're going to die. Just watch.
You're going to die.
It's fun.
You're going to die.
Yeah. You're going to die. You are screwed. Yeah. Your blood is going to be all over in the lava. Oh, my God. I remember that. I was... Oh, my God.
Old school. They brought back Molten Core.
13 when that came out.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
Or around then.
That would have been high school for me. Again, like, that's the thing. When a game's around for 10 years, there are people who started playing it at sort of the peak age, the start of when they start, like, expanding their gaming horizons and trying out these new experiences. And now, like, 10 years later, they're in their 20s, they're in their 30s, and, like, they're still playing this game and still enjoying it and able to look back at some of that content with fondness. Like, obviously, there's the outliers who are kind of, like, assholes who just like, oh, the old days were so good, you know. Yeah, and they can't play now because it's too easy, you know, it's too different. But I think WoW, the best thing about WoW is that over the course of 10 years Blizzard's been really good to adapt the game, not to worry about the niche players who are just stuck with that. Like, we all talk about Molten Core as if it's this experience that was just terrible. But there are some people
to remember.
Yeah. Some people look back with that with fondness and like, oh, that's why I quit, because there isn't a Molten Core 2. It's like, you're crazy. What you're playing now is way better than Molten Core 2 ever would have been. You know?
I miss my old guild.
Yeah. So is your old guild like still playing?
No, they disbanded like just after Burning Crusade came out. And I still remember a lot of their names.
Yeah. Well, those are like relationships that you form. Like, there are people that I played with when I started that I still, like, I didn't meet them in WoW, but I still remember playing with them in
Everything's
WoW.
Different. We had DKP back then.
Oh, yeah. There was a song about DKP. That's all I remember. I never rated.
Back then, there was three people on my account that played, that did raids. Me, my brother, and my cousin.
Hey, all on the same account?
Well, we lived pretty much together there for a while.
Against terms of service.
I was a newfie. We lived very close to my cousin's place.
True. Actually, I don't know. I shouldn't say true. But WoW's an excellent game, and I am one of those people who likes pretty much all types of games. It's actually a fault that I have. You know, like, I really enjoy all kinds of games, but I really enjoy new experiences. That sort of, like, explains why I would make such a drastic comment about Skyrim and Dragon Age, because, like, in my mind, because it's newer, it's got that extra time, that extra polish. But I find I can't apply that to MMOs. Like, talking about WildStar and ESO, like, I jump in and it's like, it's not WoW, you know? Yeah. And I can't, so I won't play it. I'll have that same issue with MOBAs. Part.
I mean, because of the fact that they're so massive, like, they can't put in like all the graphics and textures and stuff like that most other games can. Because imagine if we had like the graphics and textures of Destiny in something like World of Warcraft. Could you imagine the computer that you would need to run that?
Yeah, but
my Skyrim dragon just ate your face.
Which? Good. Oh yeah, you got your giant dragon.
I did. Which I got it down from my shelf, and then it ate your face.
Well, to give Skyrim credit,
Skyrim's great. Skyrim. I was not throwing Skyrim under the bus. Like, it's a terrible game now that Dragon Age is out. It's the worst. And Jocelyn, you're an awful person for enjoying it. I didn't say that. Anyone who took it that way probably has never listened to this show.
You should just download add-ons that like update the graphical engine and stuff. Everyone loves Skyrim.
I love Skyrim too, but what I'm saying
is here's the best way to put it. Every game has their perks.
Yes, exactly. And when a game comes out 3 years later, the perks are usually like, well, you've had 3 years of extra technology, extra, you know, game design, and a lot of lessons. Like, Dragon Age 2 was not that great a game in comparison to the series. It was a solid game, but when you put it with Dragon Age, I enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it the first time I played it, except for that dragon.
Right, there was one dragon that was awful. Skyrim's dragon definitely beats Dragon Age 2's dragon. I gotta say that. But
I can beat those things with a dagger. Of course I'm gonna like it.
But I think, like, there's a specific moment in Dragon Age, and this isn't a spoiler, where you're in the hinterlands and you kind of skirt your way into a ravine a little too early, and you bring your group out of this, like, crevice and into this open plains. And
you found them too, didn't you?
Yes, I died. Everybody died. And what you hear is this roar off in the distance. And suddenly you see this giant dragon. Yeah, this dragon just comes into your screen. You look up. It's like, oh my god, it's huge. And one of your characters comments about it. It's like, oh, there she goes. And the dragon kind of like, she gives zero shits about what she's doing, because she's flying away. She like runs into this giant rock in the middle of the crevice. It starts to crumble down and pieces are falling off of it. And the dragon's like, what? That didn't hurt. It's just a giant rock. It's not going to hurt me. And then flies away. And then you're like, oh, it was just a cinematic. Then you start walking. Then you start killing her babies. And then she comes back and starts, like, shooting fire at you. Like, that doesn't happen in Skyrim. It's not as dynamic. And when the dragons come down and they're kind of like, again, it's just old technology, right? It's those animations. They're not quite as fluid. Again, if you play Dragon Age, Dawson, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. Plus, multiplayer with Derek. Gonna be fantastic.
I think she could should probably give it a shot at least.
Oh, she will. We're just playing hard to get. This is what we do. Like, I'll spend a year trying to convince her to get a Wii.
Concede a point to him.
Oh yeah, I concede points to you all the time. I'm raiding in World of Warcraft. Am I not?
I still play both. Play both. A little bit of Skyrim, a little bit of Dragon Age. I have not beaten Dragon Age all that much yet, because I don't know what it is. I just haven't really gotten into it all that much yet.
Yeah, no, there's exactly. Leo's right. There's no reason why you can't go back, grind out those four extra achievements, still get a bunch of awesome things in WoW, and play Dragon Age. But you're right. Like, if there's been a theme to the Gamers Inn, like, it's not often that we'll concede points to each other. We do like to debate, but friendly debates. You know, eventually you will. I did convince you to buy a 3DS. That kind of went over well with Link Between Worlds, but I think, like you, I'm not playing my 3DS.
No, I never play it anymore, and I feel so bad. And I spent money on Mario Golf, and I spent money on something else. There was like two or three games that I bought there, and Pokemon. I just never really played Pokemon.
We bought it at the same time in the same room. Yeah. I have played probably as much as you have, and I'm right there with you. It's like I enjoy Pokemon from when I was a kid, but I don't know if I'm gonna play this game. So,
actually, funny thing is that we brought up Pokemon. Last year for Christmas, I actually found my old Pokemon Blue version.
Oh, you were the Pokemon Blue guy too. I had Pokemon Blue. Fantastic. You know, we actually have, I forgot to introduce, we actually have somebody who had jumped into the call, Niblet Man, and that's the Skype user.
Oh, I saw him in the chat.
Yeah.
He's been listening, and it's like, I should have introduced him, because
he's very quiet.
He jumped into the call a while ago. Niblet Man, how's it going?
No, it's good.
You're new to the Gamers Inn, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, no, I just started listening like a week or so ago.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Like that, yeah.
Nice.
One of us.
This dragon is actually really pointy. I need to take it off, guys.
I'm currently in the middle of playing Smite, so hey.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good.
You'll be able to join us for
another
some Smite.
Converted.
Yeah, yes. this is like game 3, I think. So, oh. Yeah.
What's your favorite hero so far?
I've just been playing, and what's his name? Chinese guy. Big Spear.
Guan Yu, yeah.
Guan Yu.
Well, as long as what's the free hero? Ribbitus, what we call her. Very.
Neith.
Yeah, Neith. We gone back to Neith. It's less inappropriate, probably.
I have not actually gotten into that game all that much yet.
Oh, we're addicted.
I see that. I yeah. see your.
Addicted is a
every
strong.
Single time when my mail comes up, I can always see Gamers Inn or A Move is playing Smite.
Yeah. And
I know, I went to go
or
set
Jocelyn.
Up the stream. Yeah, I went to go set up the stream last night, and I was like, oh, I should make sure that it says I'm playing. I don't even need to check, do I?
Of course it says we're playing Smite. You crazy? And Josh, you try to chime in saying addicted's a strong word. I don't think it's a strong word. It's an apt word if you see the bills that I've been getting lately.
Oh, yeah, Jim in the chat room is saying soon we'll be able to do full 5v5 TGI games. Yes,
actually,
please can we do that?
Oh, God.
We should set that up. Awesome. You know what?
We'll have to put Ryan on one team and me on another team, and then we will.
I'm on Jocelyn's team.
That's what we need.
because then you can stream your team's view, and I can stream my team's view. It's tactical.
Just more
Plus,
fire
I
for the debate.
With you.
I call Josh. Oh. Hey.
Damn it! I was going to shotgun Josh.
Well.
I get Ren then.
Okay. She has all the voice packs, Jimmy. So I guess that's.
Oh, yeah, you can take no Jimmy no.
I like Jimmy. Jimmy can be on my team.
What's going to happen is we're going to 5v5, and Jimmy and Jocelyn are just going to dive in on each other. And it's going to turn on a 1v1.
See, I don't like confrontation. I don't like splitting this up. And
oh, my God, Valk wants to play? I call Valk.
Sure. Yeah, he's the PvP guy, damn it.
Yes, he's my PvP. He's my 2v2 arena partner in WoW.
You're stacking your team.
I am stacking
Valk
my team. You know
and
it.
Rem. And you were pissed when I shotgunned Josh. I say we do a random draw.
Hey,
make it
we
fair.
We could do 3v3. Settle this once and for all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how Jimmy, about this? I didn't mean it.
Yeah, we're not being serious. Except for the Ryan versus Jocelyn thing. Of course, Jocelyn's being very serious when she says that.
Completely. I will kick your ass in everything that we do.
That's fine. I'm not as competitive as Jocelyn is. Sometimes I just
I
let her win, and just so she doesn't eat my head off with her dragon. And that's like she's got a huge. That's just a figurine of her actual dragon she owns.
It's for real.
Yeah, it's not to scale. I'll tell you that. Like the real dragon she has in the basement is just. It's like. Daenerys stuff.
Ryan,
right
you're
there.
Not supposed to tell anybody about my basement.
Right, the fake dragon.
Everyone thinks I live in an apartment.
Well, you do. Apartments have basements, do they not?
Oh,
I don't know. I've never been.
Well, I guess if you're at the bottom.
You have
that. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't have a basement. No. Don't go looking for my dragon.
Okay. Anyways.
Sounds so wrong.
I know.
I'm just like, why is everyone thinking this is so dirty? It's not dirty.
It's not.
In an apartment building and on, a dragon.
Listen to our Smite games.
Yeah, this is the cleanest we've ever been if you've listened to our Smite games. Some of that stuff I don't think we can even repeat on the AB.
No,
network.
I don't think we should.
Wow, what have I been missing?
You've obviously been missing Gamers in Game Night every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I think the last time I joined you guys for Gamers in Game Night was, what was it, Diablo 3?
Oh, yeah. That would have been back in, like, April, May.
But see, that's the thing is we've always got that game on tap. It's just, it's never been this game, one game for such a solid period of time. You know, prior to this, I'd say maybe Mass Effect 3 was our go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And then for
multiplayer content, absolutely.
Yeah, and then after that, it kind of jumped around, like Diablo, and then...
You did Mass Effect 3 until about the time Diablo came out, and then jumped to that.
Yeah.
I think.
That is true, actually.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Mass Effect, and that's the other thing, too, about Dragon Age is the multiplayer, while a little slower... Then Dragon Age, the combat isn't necessarily as fast-paced as Mass Effect. It's got that same hook, you know, where you're playing four players, you're kicking ass as a four-player team against an AI horde. You're progressing, you're doing quests together, you're defeating final bosses, you're getting, you know, loot, you're getting gold to buy chests, you know, you're leveling up your characters, you're picking... you're picking like you would in the main game with, like, an RPG tree... It's fantastic. It's a really solid multiplayer mode, and if you have been playing Dragon Age, folks, definitely boot up that multiplayer. It's a lot.
To be honest, I never even knew about the multiplayer until about a couple days after.
Yeah. No. And again, it's very easy to miss because Dragon Age, just like Mass Effect, was strictly a single player game, and then they're like, "No, we're adding multiplayer, guys. Deal with it." Hashtag deal with it. But, Jocelyn in the chat room is just letting everybody know, no, we don't mention Anhur and his special powers on A-Move. We save that for the Gamers In Twitch account and the GIS Gamer Twitch account, which is unrated.
Yep.
So the Dragon Age, I mean...
Wow, I have been
as good as Mass Effect? As far as the multiplayer? That was pretty great.
Yeah, you're right. The Mass Effect 3 multiplayer was fantastic. I can't say that the Dragon Age multiplayer is as good or better, but it
two
definitely...
completely different games.
Yes, right, you're right. Yeah. Two very different games. But, I mean, so if you're looking for that Mass Effect multiplayer mode exactly the way it is in a new game, you're going to have to wait for the next Mass Effect game, which is going to have that mode. But the Dragon Age multiplayer is... multiplayer based in the Dragon Age world. So if you enjoy the combat and the tactics that you get in the Dragon Age world, well, guess what? You've got a solid multiplayer mode to continue using those tactics. And they've already gone forward saying that they are going to support the multiplayer with free patches. They've already started doing that. And that's the most compelling thing for me, because Jocelyn will agree with me here, is that... she says in the chat, I can't even pay attention to Ryan right now.
I see Jocelyn on Twitch. They're busting up. It looks like she's giggling a lot there.
Oh my god. Jimmy in chat room is just killing me right now with these Anhur references.
Oh, I see.
I don't get that.
It's the sand.
It's probably a good thing.
Santa
there, tower. Okay, so there is a god in Smite named Anhur, and he has an ability... where he places an obelisk into the field of play.
Oh, no.
And
does the obelisk do what I think it does?
Well, it just kind of...
It's an erect tower, let's just say that.
Yes, it's a very erect tower, surrounded by sand.
Yeah, and then when you say...
It's got a nickname.
Oh, my God, look into the distance there. You can see a sand erect tower... has been erected, and everyone's freaking out and running away.
Oh,
or oddly caressing it for some reason.
And then every once in a while, there will be one on the other team that will hit me with it right in the face, and I will forget to say the sand part, and I will just yell, erect tower, yeah, into the stream.
Which, again, does wonders for her relationship with her neighbors. I mean,
yes.
Awesome conversations when she goes out for the paper in the morning. Just yeah.
And then so Jimmy in the chat room said he better never get a winter skin because you don't want to see any white effects coming out with that ability.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I was losing it.
Jimmy, no. Jimmy, no.
Jimmy,
why did you eat it?
All right, I'll ask him
to do that. I swear to
really
God.
It's really funny.
And this is one of those few moments where I'm okay with Jocelyn not paying attention to what I'm saying. Because
that's why I was so distracted. So sorry.
I would lose it
you
as well.
You were still talking about Dragon Age. What are you talking about Dragon Age now?
I think they moved on to Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out, like, you know, multiplayer for Mass Effect was so great. And the Dragon Age multiplayer, while similar, is different in the sense that the combat's a lot slower, but the main point I had was that it's fantastic that BioWare has already showcased that they're going to support the multiplayer in Dragon Age with free patches, similar to what they did with Mass Effect 3, which, Jocelyn, you can agree that we really enjoyed with Mass Effect 3. Like, whenever there was a new patch, we were like, well, we got to download it, we got to play these new maps, these new modes, these new characters.
Well, and that's why I find it so interesting that they do the exact opposite with Call of Duty, where, you know, like, they will not support any kind of multiplayer outside of, you know, whatever comes with the base game. Like, you have to pay for every single new map in that game, and it's frustrating. Versus Mass Effect, where it was just like, oh, yep, free map pack here, go play, get back into multiplayer. And it kept us playing for
a long time.
Pretty solidly for good, like 8 months probably after that game came out.
Time.
Maybe longer.
Yeah, no, I've been playing it recently. I actually just finished Mass Effect 3 about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really? So what did you think about it? Because we haven't talked about Mass Effect 3 in terms of the campaign in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I thought the ending was... I mean, I can understand why people were upset. It's really kind of banged on. Very anticlimactic for the whole, like, 80 hours, roughly, of all three games that you've been playing.
So, what did you find anticlimactic about it? Because if you haven't played Mass Effect 3, first of all, it's a 2-year-old game now, so if you haven't had it spoiled, then we're probably going to spoil it right now, because we're going to talk about the ending, so turn off this now, like, 2-hour episode. But
I haven't heard it already. It's their own fault.
Well, yeah. So what did you find so anticlimactic? Because, I mean, one way or another, you save the universe.
Right. No, you totally saved the universe. And, I mean, it was really cool. It's just, like, it wasn't 100% clear what was going on. Mm-hmm. And
you would have played post-patch, because obviously the patch came out years ago that fixed the ending and gave you more explanation. So you found that even with the patched content, it still wasn't enough information for you? Because the first time we played through, there was no patch. It was just like literally like this 1 minute thing that was like bang, 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 done. And now you've got, you know.
So what was it for you guys then? Yeah.
Same
red,
ending.
Green, blue.
Well, yeah. Same ending choices.
I'm sorry. I just had to sum that up.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man, do you remember the shitstorm that was the ending to Mass Effect 3? And
even in its
condensed
form,
I wasn't playing it, so just stayed the heck away from the whole thing. So
I really enjoyed that game, and I felt like I was like, guys, how else do you end it without putting more time into the ending than you did the 30-hour campaign? I mean, come on. I don't know. But I was happy with the epilogue type stuff they added in the extended cut.
Mm-hmm.
And that was truly an example of, well, guys, if you got to this point through obvious player feedback that you should have seen coming, you should have spent the extra 6 months to create this expanded ending, not just a, and so so-and-so died, and everybody lived happily ever after because that person turned a light and made your face glow a little bit. The end. It's like, what? That doesn't even make sense. What?
Yeah, I remember the same year that Mass Effect 3 came out, I went to, what was it, Edmonton Expo?
Mm-hmm.
There, and I talked to a bunch of the guys there at BioWare. I can't remember what exactly they said about it.
They might have been happy that you brought up the, oh, you're the first person to talk to us about the ending.
No. I did talk to quite a bit of them. I actually still have, the papers there. They handed out these little mini posters. I got a lot of autographs on it. And
nice.
Mark Muir was there, dressed up as a Vorcha.
Oh, sweet. Mark Muir is the guy who voices
Commander Shepard.
Yeah,
and apparently he does all the voices of the Vorcha. Because no one can do that voice.
Did he do the voice for you?
Yeah, he also did. He did the Vorcha voice, and over the PA system, he did the whole little. This is Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite convention. And I mean,
that's amazing!
It was awesome.
Can I just say that if people listening here, we have a lot of people listening from around the world, and if you ever go to the conventions and you find somebody of geek note. And you want to get him to record a bumper for the show? That would be fantastic. I don't think we have any bumpers.
No pressure, but
it's just as a favor.
We need to get on that.
I mean, we go to Nerdtacular. We know all the peeps.
We've done some things.
Man, yeah. You guys get a bumper, I would die.
I have a portable recorder.
She's an Ashran, and it throws me off every single time I hear her because I'm just like, why the hell is there sci-fi in my freaking WoW PvP?
Oh, that gets me every time. I play it. Like I said, I play a lot of video games. You guys know this. But every time, one of my favorite voice actors pop up, it's like, I can't stop thinking of, the last game I played that character with, or that male actor. Troy Baker's everywhere, so, he doesn't surprise me anymore. But, right now, I think, Laura Bailey's one that comes out of nowhere. She's the female character in Tales from the Borderlands. And she also does the voice, a couple of their voices. I can't think of it right now, but it's just these actors and actresses, they pop up everywhere and they start to overlap, and especially playing games this late in the year.
Mm-hmm. Even so TV dry. Shows and stuff like that, because it turns out Jennifer Hale did a bunch of the voices, voices from Spider-Man, Iron Man, Mighty Ducks, all those old cartoons here, because I have Wikipedia brought up here. Thank God.
Cheater.
Hey, I like to be accurate. But yeah, it turns out she did a lot of the voices in cartoons that I watched growing up. And I never knew that before. And ever since Mass Effect 3 came out, I've been really paying attention to to those kind of things there now. And I feel kind of good about it.
Yeah.
Games. I mean, yeah, if you like voice actors, you should, there's a that documentary.
Right, whose voice is that?
I know that voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like my title better. Whose voice is that?
Whose is that?
Whose voice is that? No. Sorry, what was the actual title again?
I know that voice.
I know that voice. That actually is a far superior title. I know that voice. It's on Netflix, both Canadian and American, I believe. It's definitely here in Canada. I've seen it pop up. It's on my favorite list.
No, it's on the American one. I just watched it a little Perfect. While ago, and it's really good.
Does it have a lot of video game actors?
Nolan North is in a bunch of it. Mm-hmm.
Love Nolan North.
Of course.
He's like it goes Nathan Fillion, Nolan North, and Chris Pratt is at the top in terms of guy crushes.
we're talking about your main crushes. Now?
There was somebody from Mass Effect. I don't remember who it was now.
Chris Pratt, Jurassic World. Come on. Come on. He has raptor friends, guys. Come on.
Skype crashed.
I know. It's because you don't actually take people out of the call. You need to, when you bring a new person in, you need to get rid of an old person. Otherwise, Skype is going to have a shit fit.
Well, we were going for exactly 2 hours. You're right. We should probably scroll some people in. So we're still live. Why don't we pull Niblet Man in, because he was the last to join. And somebody else call in. If you want to call in, certainly call in.
I think Evan said he was going to call in. Valk, you have to call in, buddy. We need to get some PvP talk going. They've been talking Dragon Age for ever and making me fall asleep.
Play the game. You won't fall asleep. But no, we should talk about
something. My dragon says, "Arr."
Josh, no, you can't call. You've been on the call since it started. Come on now. Although he probably wants to talk to Evan. Are you playing with your dragon?
Yes. The dragon hit the mic. Sorry. He's so big, I can't help it.
That dragon is badass.
He's pointy. I want to put him back on my shoulder, but he was like literally hurting my shoulder because of just, look at all the points. Look at his claws. He's intense.
Very large and pokey.
Very pokey, but so cool.
That's a solid purchase for a collector's edition now. When was the last time?
You're going all crunchy.
Am I going crunchy?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. I don't want to change anything.
Yeah, he looks like he's eating my face.
A little bit robot.
Damn
Josh,
it.
Let's call him back. All right, Josh, I'll add you. Only because you called nicely? I don't know. Evan needs to call, though. I will not add six people to the call again. We don't usually do these long shows, but...
I know. It's because, we said that we'd be here as long as people want to call in and talk to us. So we will be here as long as people want to call in and talk to us because third anniversary. Woo.
Exactly.
And actually, we have a couple of questions from the chat room, which I will. Ryan, you're adding 18 billion people to the call.
I added Evan. Josh, I'm going to have to let you go because Jocelyn's going to hurt me.
Yeah, I'll drop out.
All right. We'll see you in a bit.
Okay. So, yeah, we have a couple of questions from the chat room. Jeez. So I will copy them down and then... we can answer them after.
Sure. You want to take one now?
I don't know. Does Niblet Man want to talk?
Well,
sure.
We have Niblet Man here in the chat, and he should we keep calling you Niblet Man or like?
Well, no, I'm Mike.
Okay, we have Mike.
Hi, Mike.
That might be easier.
Cool, Mike. Is this the Mike that we got an email from just today?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for that. This is the guy I was telling you about, Jocelyn.
I haven't checked the emails.
Well, this is the guy I was telling you about. And Evan's on the call as well, our favorite Australian. Who?
Is on the call?
Very quiet.
He's on the call. He's just...
Well,
he's,
it's all the way from Australia, so it takes a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to let it catch up.
We're waiting for it to arrive. He's coming. Although I'm sure the moment he will talk about was that moment when I was being extremely racist when we were playing Smite and I forgot. Well, no excuse. I think I spoke with an Australian accent or something. It was terrible. There's a lot of people in the chat room. I want to know though, Jocelyn, like in terms of your dragon sculpture, was that the last big collector's edition you've purchased?
No, it was actually, and you can see it behind me, it was the ESO one. It's, wait, other shoulder. See, this one. The red box, that was the last big one I bought, and that came with he's like the big bad end boss, and he's like all rawr, and he's holding the little hero in his hand, looks like he's about to eat him.
Nice.
So I got that statue too. But cool. Before that, it was probably Skyrim. I don't buy a whole lot of collector's editions, so... No.
I think I stopped buying them. I went all digital with my games, which is odd because I was a big collector's edition purchaser. Even like Blizzard titles, like I think the last one I bought was Diablo Reaper of Souls, and I have not purchased a collector's edition since then. It's been mostly pre-orders via digital. Evan, you're on the call. We can't hear you.
Is your mic muted?
Yes.
Although, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on with Skype because I was listening to the live instance this afternoon and they were having issues with hearing Patrick. He just, for whatever reason, wasn't coming through. So
weird.
Skype is being stupid and lame and Skypey and stupid, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think I've ever gotten a big collector's edition. The last physical game I got was Wasteland 2 off the Kickstarter.
Wow. How is that game? I keep seeing it pop up on Steam sales.
Did you ever play like the old Fallout
games? No, I haven't.
Or like any of those old like, you know, isometric RPGs?
Not really. I sort of got into the got on the scene with PC gaming like very late. Like and even when I did in the early days, it was like my uncle's like, here's a copy of Doom. It don't show your mom. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I play Doom.
Wolfenstein 3D.
I never even played Wolfenstein 3D. It was like Doom, Warcraft, not even Warcraft 2. And then when I really got serious into PC gaming, it was like Warcraft 3. So like that old school Fallout stuff and and XCOM and Wastelands, I never, or even the point and click stuff, it just never clicked with me.
I played it way later, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Wastelands 2 is a solid upgrade to that.
Totally. No, it's sort of like you can kind of think of it like, you know, the Fallout, like the old original Fallout, like the kind of, you know, isometric adventure slash, you know, post-apocalyptic RPG kind of thing.
Hmm.
Really solid.
Cool. Yeah, I'm tempted. That game looks really cool, and it's going to go on sale multiple times, I'm sure, over the course of the Steam sale. I am feverishly checking every 24 hours, but also hoping that nothing goes on sale that I absolutely want, because I've kind of hit my limit already in December for purchases. But I think I blame Smite for that, definitely with the Black Friday sale and whatnot.
Oh, but, did they have one?
Yeah, they did. They did gems. I think both Jocelyn and I like really poured money into it with that Black Friday sale. What was it, Jocelyn? It was like bonus gems.
Yes, there were bonus gems.
Yeah. Okay. She says,
honestly, super solid game.
Yeah.
I was in the beta and I played a ton of League of Legends. I like Smite though. It's really nice. It's a lot faster.
Right. Well, you'll have to play with us when we play. Because sure. We're really enjoying it. We play probably at least once a week. Probably won't play tonight. After Gamers Inn, we're already going pretty late.
I know, it's already midnight. I can't believe this. Normally we're done long before 11, so this is a really long show.
Well, it's an anniversary show.
I know. Chat room was just asking, and I figure I might as well talk about it, what the medals behind me are for.
Oh, yes.
So I have a silver one from 2012 and a gold one from 2013, and those are for Extra Life. So if you raise $500, you get a silver one. If you raise over $1,000, you get a gold one. So I have a gold one coming for 2014, too, which is exciting. Yeah. And we should actually probably mention, I mean, right this second, that donations for Extra Life are actually still open. They're open until the 31st, and I don't think we have anyone on our team who's actually hit their goal. So if you guys have been waiting, then...
We aimed high.
We did. We all aimed very high. Yeah. I think I'm going to do a stream probably tomorrow night and try to hit my goal. I think I'm about $250 short. And I think I might actually stream that scary teddy bear game.
Oh, God.
To try to hit that goal. So we're close in a lot of cases. So if you can or want to help out, it all goes to Children's Hospital Charities. So it's really, really great cause, and we have so much fun doing it every year. So
any excuse to play, and I mean, it is an excuse to play games, but it's an awesome, an excuse is such a strong word. It's just a great reason to play video games for charity. And if you caught Jocelyn playing Slender from 2012, oh boy, you should definitely catch her playing Friday Night at Freddy's or whatever it's called.
I feel like I need to play it just for the hilarity that I know is going to ensue, because like I feel like I'm probably actually going to just like get up and run away from the computer on stream, because like in 2012 playing Slender, the Slender Man popped out and did what he did. I don't even know, like stabbed the crap out of me or ate my face. They're not really clear what happened.
Did everything.
It's just terrifying.
He stabbed your face and ate your...
All of the above.
Yeah. I can't remember what he said.
And I literally, there's wheels on my chair, and I just grabbed the desk, threw my headphones down, and pushed myself so hard I ended up on the other side of the room just doing this. So yeah, it was really, really intense.
Yeah,
so
that was a freaky game, and Friday Night at Freddy's is more so like a tense jump scare type thing.
It was worse having you guys on Skype, because everyone was at different points. I wasn't really sure what to do. I wasn't sure how to move around or get away or anything, or even what the point of the game was. It was just like, download this game. It's free. We're going to have some fun. It's scary, whatever. So I'm like, okay. And it was terrifying. And I didn't even pick up one note. I saw it and I ran the other way, because I'm like, if I don't touch the notes, then maybe Slender Man will just leave me alone. Spoiler alert. No.
He doesn't. He certainly does not. There was another question in here. Someone was asking about Telltale's...
Yeah, I wrote a couple down. So, Knifey Versus, I guess?
Knifey
says, can you guys talk about Square Enix's new episodic game and Minecraft by Telltale? So, I want to talk about Minecraft by Telltale first, because, like, I know that there are a lot of people that really, really love Minecraft. It is huge. It is this total, like, overarching cultural thing, especially in younger generations of gamers. Like, we're talking, you know, the 10 to, you know, 20-year-olds. Teenagers are way into Minecraft. But honestly, Telltale, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like, there is no story in Minecraft. That's the whole point. So...
yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, man.
The thing is, though, like, if we want to take the argument, like, 2 hours ago that we were talking about Hearthstone with the 20 million players, like, this is Telltale's excuse. Like, guys, millions of people are playing Minecraft. If we make a game that is even as... that features the art style and the look and the humor and the overall feel of Minecraft and apply the Telltale... je ne sais quoi, you know, we can make money, guys.
It'll actually look good because Minecraft is so blocky that you won't notice the terrible Telltale engine.
You know what? I think you're right. This is perfect. Telltale doesn't need to upgrade their engine. They need to downgrade their visual,
their textures.
Well, not what's their the need of visuals. Like, you look at Game of Thrones and the argument was they're definitely going to upgrade their engine for this. It's Game of Thrones, guys. They didn't. You look at Tales from the Borderlands. Yeah, that's about as high as you can go with that Telltale engine without it breaking, like, just breaking the mold, right? It looks just bad. And, yeah, I don't know, Minecraft story, like, maybe Telltale will do something cool with it. We had the same reaction when they were doing a Borderlands game, and that turned out all right. But I don't know, like, the kids that are into the creative aspect of Minecraft, are they going to be into a story Telltale game? Like, I doubt it. I don't know. But what's the Square Enix thing?
I don't know. I figured that you would know that, so I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I don't know anything about a episodic Square Enix thing. I know that Square Enix is being very cagey on their Tomb Raider exclusivity with Xbox One, which has Josh all giddy and me all upset, but...
Time Traveler?
Who time travels?
Okay, hang on, I'll find it. New episodic adventure game called Life is Strange.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah, I've seen it popping up all over the place. Life is Strange, eh?
It was announced.
Oh, it's
a while ago, actually.
A couple days. Oh no, you're right. Yeah, November 8th. This is a new game from the French developers who did Remember Me, which was a really cool game that had some interesting aspects and a great art style. You basically played a person who...
A great art style?
No, well, that is an unfortunate...
I wasn't the only one that heard that, right?
I've been talking for like 2.5 hours. Great art style. The comment that everybody else heard me say makes me sound like one of those... really bad people, but it was a great art style. You played as a character who could remix memories, and that was sort of her power, and this looks really cool. And doesn't say when it's releasing, but I don't know, it looks neat. Screenshots really don't do much justice, except it looks fantastic, and you're playing as a couple of female leads, which is always a good thing for games these days.
So, Josh is in the chat room is just saying that Telltale needs to do Minecraft so they can prove they can make their own story because they don't have anything to build from. So they have the challenge of building one from scratch, essentially. Mm. And, I mean, that is enough to make me just say, I'm out. Like, you know, Walking Dead was pretty good. They've kind of taken... Wolf Among Us was a total departure from the comics. It was a prequel, so you kind of had no story there. Game of Thrones and Walking Dead did the same thing, where they were in the universe but not following the main characters and the main storyline. So you could argue that although they use other IPs, they tend to make their own stories. Mm-hmm.
They don't think they've really taken... like, besides Game of Thrones... Game of Thrones is probably the closest they've come to taking a IP and sort of doing half their own story and half somebody else's story, because they still have to really wedge it into the Game of Thrones story. But with, like, you're right, with Walking Dead, they've created their own story in somebody else's universe, which is nice. But I think, yeah, like Josh is right. Like they're going to have to, it's all hands on deck to make an interesting story set in the Minecraft world. And it's an interesting experiment. Don't know. I find it hard to be excited, but hey, it might come out and everyone will go gangbusters, or it could be another Jurassic Park, like giant pile of Triceratops poop. I don't know. Like, I really don't. Yeah, is there anything else the chat room had for us? Someone had pizza? Jimmy the Shovel had pizza? Jimmy, you said you were going to call in, Jimmy. Jimmy, no.
Let me see here. What game do we want to see made into an episodic series? I don't want to see any more episodic games. I'm so over that whole thing.
That is, like, I can't think, nothing, like, comes off the top of my head. I mean, Resident Evil is going to have an episodic game come out in February, Revelations 2. The thing they're doing that's great, that I'm sure is one of the reasons why, Jocelyn, you're kind of opposed. I'm just assuming, you can let me know if I'm wrong, but the fact that you're getting a chunk of the story every couple months has got to be weighing on your opinion of episodic games. Am I right?
Sorry, I was not typing. I was paying attention. What's weighing on my opinion of episodic games?
The fact that you're getting an episodic, when you get an episodic game, you're getting like the story in, you know, one in chunks between months, you know, like you're waiting months to get it. And I find that what they're doing with Resident Evil Revelations is you're getting a new episode. You buy the season pass and you're getting a new episode every week, you know, so you're not having to wait that long chunk. It's more like a TV show, which was the original analogy that developers used when they started making episodic content. So,
yeah, and I can kind of see that, but I think my problem with episodic games is that with a TV show, you have an overarching kind of storyline from start to finish in a season. Generally, there's some TV shows, especially in their first season, that do that kind of monster of the week thing. But I mean, like with episodic games, I find that they rely too much on the overarching story arc and not enough on making each episode like good in and of itself. Like we had so many, even with Wolf Among Us, which is, I mean, I think we can agree our favorite out of the episodic titles we've played so far. I find in the episodes, there's like two or three of them that are just kind of meh, and they feel like they're transitional and kind of filling in space. And if it was just a game released that you could play whenever, then you wouldn't notice that kind of space filler because you're not stopped halfway through the middle part of the arc, you know?
Yeah.
I find TV does a much, much, much better job of keeping you interested in each episode. And even then, a lot of TV shows, when they go on for 24 episodes in a season or 22 episodes in a season, whatever, they do have some of those filler episodes as well. But when you only have five episodes and one of those or two of those are filler, like I find usually the second episode and the fourth episode, it's just like, oh man, like I just want to keep going in the story because this wasn't a fulfilling experience for me.
Yeah, I could see that.
Walking Dead, the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, episode two of Walking Dead was sort of, well, actually no, episode two of Walking Dead was all right. There was three or four. Yeah, two had its own contained story, which really played well in the universe and for the characters. It was one of those episodes where it didn't take you anywhere, and the only thing that was good about it was like the final scene where there was like, dun dun dun, something happened, but you were just, you were dragging yourself through 2 hours of subpar walk animation cycles, you know, to get to that one moment when someone did something interesting. Yeah. And I totally see that argument, and I don't know how you fix it. Do you fix it by designing the game in totality up front and then releasing it in chunks as you go? Because what they're doing is they're completing an episode, getting to a point where there's, you know, they've got a content. Sorry, I lost my
train. You have been talking for a long time.
Yeah, I have been. And well,
they're missing a full, like, you know, beginning, middle, end. For, like, you know, here and there, they're missing that for an episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with a comic book, because, you know, you'll see them write a 5-issue arc or 6-issue arc. Somewhere in there, you know, 3 or 4, things kind of die for that issue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Like, they have a beginning, middle, end when they set out to do season 2 or whatever of Telltale's series, but they don't, you know, there's obvious filler there. Like, they can't always be talking about the beginning, middle, and end in 5 episodes, which worries me that they're doing 6 episodes for Game of Thrones. Like, they say, we have such a huge story that we need 6 episodes to tell it. It's like, well, maybe, but episode 1 really didn't showcase that. Like, mm-hmm. I guess we shouldn't really spoil something.
No, we shouldn't, because old, it's still pretty new.
But it just feels like, you know, the episode 1, they started off at an interesting pace, but it'll be interesting. It'll be crazy to see where they go mm-hmm. with 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So just
quickly, we have a cat that has joined us.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy No.
So, hi, Jim. How you doing?
Meow.
Oh, it is a cat.
Yes, sort of.
Do you have an opinion on...
somehow drive.
On episodic gaming, or have you tried out Wolf Among Us and Game of Thrones?
I have never played any of them.
Oh, you're missing out.
It sounds inconvenient.
I feel like very now that everything is available, you would probably be better to, you know, like, download the first season of Walking Dead and play all the way through that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, download all of Wolf Among Us and play all the way through that.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't want to actually do the whole start when they release it and just wait for the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. I did it with Walking Dead, and I still haven't finished season 1 just because I got to a certain point where I was just like, ugh.
We and then forget, the next one won't
be
right?
out for a month.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's really easy to get into a game and finish 2 hours of it and be like, oh, that was great, but there's no more content. Okay. And then months go by, and you're like, oh, right, episodic content. I should probably check it out. Oh, there's, like, 3 episodes released, and it's finished, and it's been spoiled, and crap. You know?
Or, like, you get to a point where you're just, like, kind of, eh, but there's 3 episodes left.
Yeah. You know.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, what do you do when you hit the point of, okay, I've played as much as I want to play, but I'm not done the game yet? Oh, man.
And see, that's where the playing month by month or as they're released comes in handy if you actually do want to see the whole story.
See, I think that that's actually worse, because if I have a full game sitting in front of me, mm-hmm. I can say, like, okay, I have it, I should just keep playing it. But if I have to wait because of some deadline imposed on me by the developer because they want to do a game in episodes, which I still don't understand who made that decision and thought that was a good idea.
Valve. And then they promptly stopped doing it after they realized it didn't work.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if I have to wait, I'm going to forget about the game. And, I mean, I guess they're kind of getting us now because they're saying, oh, buy the whole season for, you know, $25 or whatever. Like, I remember when Walking Dead came out, they had episodic pricing.
Yeah.
And they moved away from that really quickly. I don't know if you can even still buy individual episodes, but they definitely, the first thing when it says, like, oh, do you want to buy Telltale's whatever, it always says, you know, like, $24.99 for the entire season. Like, you can't find just individual episode pricing anymore. So
I want to own Telltale's whatever.
They get you that way. Telltale's whatever.
No, I was more along the lines of, if you do get a bad episode... And I know a lot of people, me included, who, when I play something terrible, nothing makes me want to keep playing it. Like, that was terrible. I don't want to experience more of it. You go away now. Whereas with the episodic games, like, the argument can be made that you can, you know, you can get in there and play the episode. It's like, well, that was subpar, but I like where the story's going, and I guess I really don't have to pay more attention to it until the next episode comes out, so I'll keep playing. But that's what they've really changed it. Like, I thought the whole point of episodic gaming was you buy it episode by episode, but you're right. Like, there's really no option on a majority of platforms now to buy it episode by episode.
It's because they know you're going to buy it and play the first episode and not finish it. So then they're just like, well, we could get $5 or we could get $25.
I think it's – if you have the theory that everybody is evil, then sure, that is the – and I don't think you're wrong.
They're all out to get me.
I don't think you're wrong at all, because I think you're right. Like, people realize that when people buy season passes, yes, of course, we get more money than what we're actually giving them. Like, You know, you look at DLC season passes.
I was going to say, you and Borderlands.
Yes, perfect example. You're right. Like, Borderlands 2, I've purchased more DLC for that game than I played even the main campaign. I despise Borderlands now. I enjoy playing with other people, but like I went all in too quickly. Mm-hmm. I was like, take all my chips, I'm in, and then like, oh crap.
I'm in the exact same boat as Ryan with Borderlands 2.
Yeah. Now I Tales from the Borderlands
the Year edition, got all the DLC and played like 20 minutes of Tiny Tina's Attack on Dragon Keep, and that was it. Yeah. I just played so much. I played the single player campaign all the way through. I played a lot with other people. It's just too much, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want every game to be episodic, don't get me wrong, but I do appreciate a quick 3-hour experience, you know, like just to
get in there. I have that too. It's called 5 Games of Hearthstone.
I mean, like, that is a good point. Yeah. The argument can be made that if I want a quick, fun experience, Hearthstone, World of Warcraft Garrison, check out, like, there's any kind of game, a quick match, Dragon Age multiplayer. But what I'm talking about is, like, a quick, concise, story-based, like, just a snippet of gameplay. And Telltale's episodic games really do that for me, you know? And that's why I keep playing them and enjoy them. That by no means means that I'm going to pick up the Minecraft game, because I will wait to see what people think, which is what I did with Tales from the Borderlands. And I am enjoying that game, and I do recommend it for those who didn't quite enjoy Borderlands or Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. you know? So
the problem with the episodic thing, if you're playing it as it's released, is that if you have the subpar episode and you have to wait a month before you can play anything else, you might just not care.
Mm-hmm. See, that's exactly what I was saying, because it's just like, well, that was kind of boring. Then there's a month between, and there's no hype. There's no like, oh yeah, I can't wait for it, can't wait for it. It's just, okay.
Yeah.
I find there was a lot of hype with the first Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they probably did the best job. I think I'm trying to remember Wolf Among Us. No, I was pretty hyped about Wolf Among Us.
They did well, but I think the issue with Telltale right now is that they've got too much going on. Like, it's really hard to keep a hype train going when you've got to, you know, feed the fire every other month, or every month rather, because mm-hmm. they have this year they have Borderlands, Game of Thrones, once every month, a new release, and then what?
And Wolf Among Us is coming soon too, isn't it?
I wouldn't be surprised if they announced Wolf Among Us Season 2, because, again, Telltale's proven that they're very good at following up on popular games like Walking Dead Season 2. Like, they came out pretty quick with that. I almost forgot your name. I'm going to scroll down, because I actually wrote it in the docs, because you're our patron this week, Mike. There he is, Mike. Mike, I remember your name. I'm not going to call you Niblet Man again, but Mike the Niblet Man. I just did it. Sorry.
Yep. No, that's fine.
Thank you for calling in. I think we'll rotate you out. Is there anywhere?
One question.
Shoot.
So it was. Are there any games that you're just like really, really hoping for on the Steam sale?
Ooh. Jocelyn, go ahead.
I would really like Dragon Age to go on sale, but it's not on Steam, so it would have to be an Origin sale, I guess.
Or Green Man Gaming, Jocelyn. Or Green Man Gaming. Said about buying games on the PC.
Or Amazon.
We don't get it on Amazon here in the old Canada.
I don't know. That's a really hard question, because I don't feel like I have any big, huge holes in my gaming life right now. I'm the Batman, which I'm going to fill as soon as I can get off this call and not crash the internet.
Yeah, we both crashed the call.
Yeah, that's true.
But
what about you, Ryan? Are you looking at Steam right now? Because be careful with that.
No, I'm not. Well, load it in your browser and you'll be fine. I mean,
we can look at the app.
Shadow of Mordor is my game that I'm really looking forward to.
I already have that. I already have Call of Duty. I feel like pretty much everything that I wanted. Oh my god, both Garrett and Swick are calling me.
What?
They're calling like the GIS gamer account. They don't know that they're supposed to call you.
Oh, well, they can call you. I think it works the same way.
No, it says I have to put the active call on hold.
Oh.
Oh, but wait, maybe I can. Can I add them?
There should be a plus button.
You're a plus button.
I'm trying to help this time. Evidently, I've been too antagonistic tonight.
All right.
Let's see if this works.
But I'm definitely going for Shadow of Mordor. I think I did not pick that one up, and I didn't pick it up last Steam sale because I figured it would go on sale this Steam sale.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to?
No, definitely Shadows of Mordor for me. I just got a new PC and waiting. Like, I just finished building it, and so that's going to be the new thing to, you know, see if I actually did it well, and you know, it doesn't end up a burning pile of mess.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it doesn't turn your computer into a burning pile of mess, because that would be unfortunate. I do
did
not
you get
want
Garrett?
Your computer.
We have a wild Garrett appearing.
All right. How was The Hobbit? Spill it.
You guys are still recording.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going for 3 hours.
Hey, as long as we had people who wanted to keep calling in. So we've been cycling people through for 3 hours now.
Who said that? It's getting hot in here. I think Ashley turned the heat up.
What'd you say, Jim?
That I just now made it, and I barely said anything so far.
And I'm going to let you guys go so we don't do what we did before and crash.
Yeah,
Skype,
where I crashed so. Skype.
Skype right. Doesn't like it when there's more than about four people on the call.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks
for joining the call.
Mike.
Hey, yeah, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so we're still recording, Garrett. You made it. I said, hey, if that three-hour movie finishes and we're still going, you should jump in. And you're like, well, it's a three-hour movie. And I'm like, well... And now you're here.
It's our movie, and there's a lot of alcohol between the parking lot and the theater, so...
Do we have whiskey, Garrett, with us right now?
No, because there was also a three-hour movie between me drinking and the end of the movie.
But, dude, you have a flask.
I also have to drive.
Oh, make Katie drive.
Yeah, you guys don't have snow, right? So
yeah, how hard could it possibly be?
I really like the idea that because there's no snow, that drinking and driving is
no.
Fine.
What? Excuse me, that's not what I was implying.
A delightful thing to imply there, Ryan.
I didn't know Katie was drinking too. You didn't tell me that. So the only way you could get Katie to see the new, I almost said Lord of the Rings, the next Hobbit film was just for her to have a flask the entire time? Is that what you're saying?
No. She was quite excited to see it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
No. Katie's down with the fantasy.
Oh. See, I would need a flask to get Ashley to see The Hobbit. I had to travel 2.5 hours to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
Yeah, I went with buddies rather than with my future wife-to-be.
Not to judge your current wife as is, but what movies does she enjoy?
Current
you just,
wife?
Well, he just said at the time, bride to be. I'm like, well, now current wife, because you guys are married now.
Yes, we're married now. But when Guardians of the Galaxy came out,
if you don't like Lord of the Rings and you don't like Guardians of the Galaxy, that pretty much eliminates the two best genre of film, which is fantasy and sci-fi. So, what does she actually watch?
She...
Like documentaries about making Cheetos?
That would be fantastic. She won't watch that either with me. No, she's. She's not really into movies per se. She really likes the drama, the thrillers. She's obsessed with Criminal Minds. She loves that show. Worried that if I start exhibiting one of those, thank you.
I'm just teasing.
It's why I have a cable subscription, unfortunately, because they don't have Criminal Minds on Netflix. But the great thing, and it wouldn't, like, we wouldn't be married right now. And if you've seen the wedding photos that we took, you know. She's really great at just, you know, playing ball, really, being really cool with all this geeky stuff. And, of course...
She let you have a Mario wedding cake.
Yeah, exactly. And she went and saw Interstellar with me. She really enjoyed it. So when I say to her, it's like, okay, we're going to go see a movie that has space travel and time travel and cornfields that turn on fire and weird time things... And she's like, that sounds really weird, Ryan.
Don't talk to me about that movie because I haven't seen it yet.
Well, that's not spoilery. Those are all like just I did stop
the trailer.
Myself. Yeah, things from the trailer. I did stop myself. But then
I don't remember burning wheat fields or anything having to do with time. So
what? Oh, come on. That's
what
all
are you talking
there.
About? What movie are you talking about right now?
I can't say now because I don't want to ruin it.
Well, he's talking about Interstellar.
Evidently, I'm spoiling things. I don't
love.
I don't think I've spoiled anything. You're fine.
I'm kind of hopeless because I still haven't seen Inception. So.
Oh well, that one. Oh. I don't really remember a lot about that game, but.
Game Josh or movie?
Movie. This is a game show. I just.
We've been talking for a really long time.
I can tell.
Yeah, I'm really. I'm really losing myself here, but no, she's just very cool with it. Games. No interest, but movies she'll deal with.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh in the chat room was just saying that talking about the wedding reminds him of the semi-drunk TGI episode that we did that lasted 10 minutes.
What?
I love how he says semi-drunk because I was very.
It was six minutes of Jocelyn drank a bunch of wine and Ryan.
Everything Ryan said was the funniest thing I had ever heard.
I didn't eat anything but had, like, I forced the waiter to. Just get us beers. I don't want wine. Get me beer.
I've seen that Jocelyn, the Jocelyn that is easily amused.
Yes.
Actually, easily amused is putting it lightly. I feel like the proper term would be overly amused.
Like, I'm not that bad.
You're overly amused. I get the same way. It's fine. It happens.
It's better that I'm a happy, giggly drunk than, like, a really angry, angry drunk.
My favorite was still the couldn't tell you were so drunk that you didn't remember the evening. That was my favorite kind of drunk, Jocelyn, where you were so drunk you had your shit together like no one I've ever seen in my life.
I'm always so terrified of embarrassing myself that when I realize that I've just gone over the edge, I'm like, oh, crap. Don't move. Don't say anything. They're going to know.
Just bam, damn. Just all right. Game face on. And then the next morning, it was just like, "Did we end up at this one hotel last night?" I'm like, "Yeah, for like an hour." Well, I don't remember any of that. I'm like, "Really? Because you were fine. You seemed totally fine."
I was not fine.
No. Especially if you don't remember a hotel room that you were at.
It wasn't the room. It was the lobby, and it was full of people.
It was a lobby full of like 1,000 people.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That sounds like a rave.
Didn't make an impression on me whatsoever.
Had they dimmed the lights and started playing bad music, it would have been.
Yeah, well, you guys all got, you're in, where was it? It was at BlizzCon, so it was like California, right?
Yeah.
Y'all got iPhones, just whip out, like, half of you put on like a strobe light app, and the other half just play Spotify playlists, you're fine.
You would not have been able to hear a Spotify playlist over how many drunk people there were in this lobby.
That's true, that's true. Like, everyone be quiet, I'm trying to listen to, like, pop Christmas music or whatever. Whatever's popular on Spotify right now. I pulled Paul in here. Paul's in the call now, if you can hear us.
Ryan.
What? You sound
Ryan,
like,
hello.
You're off mic. Get your right mic set up.
Fix your
no,
shit,
I'm on mic. I am calling you at great personal risk.
Are you driving? We already had this conversation. Don't talk to us and drive at the same time.
It's too late. The ship has sailed. I'm being the irresponsible American. And
we've had lots of those on the show tonight.
And I might as well just have a... Did what?
Does that make me the responsible American by default? Because I don't like that title.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I wasn't very convinced there. I ran out of water a long time ago.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, my drink's been empty for like an hour and a half. It's really sad.
I was just thinking, like, we probably could split this episode into two bits and release this one on Boxing Day.
We probably should.
And release the first hour and a half.
It's going to be so long.
Man. It's been fun, though. It's fun to hang out. I want to know, speaking of The Hobbit, we're not going to talk about movies anymore. I already ruined that for everybody.
Yeah, we cannot talk about The Hobbit. I cannot. I haven't seen it yet, so...
Let me finish!
You haven't seen it? Have you read the book?
Yes.
So then what do you care about?
It's 3 hours of awesome, and I don't want to know when the awesome happens and how Peter Jackson chose to...
Don't worry about it, Jocelyn, because it's literally the whole fucking movie. From beginning to end, it is the longest... fucking fight scene I have ever seen. It is ridiculous.
Really?
Quentin Tarantino ain't got shit on Peter Jackson.
So there's a lot of feet, is what you're saying.
It is so delightfully over the top. I enjoyed it a lot. It's good. It's good. Just a non-stop fight scene.
Perfect.
But I was going to bring it back to games on that note of Hobbits. Are you guys really into the Lord of the Rings games? Like, Shadow of Mordor is kind of like a big 2014 title, and we're all trying to play it, but
well, if you can't say games plural, because really there was just a bunch of licensed games when the original trilogy came out, some of which were good, some of which were total trash, and then there was nothing, and now we have Shadow of Mordor, which I just beat it.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yesterday.
How was it?
Yeah. It was.
You can talk about that while I go get another drink.
Very good.
All right, we'll
hold the fort. Recommend it.
Okay, I'm waiting to see what happens on the Steam sale. I think it was like 50% for the fall sale.
Yeah, I picked it up for $20 on a Black Friday sale.
That's not bad. Yeah, American Amazon, man.
Yep, that's exactly where I got my buddy to buy it for me because I actually didn't have internet on Thanksgiving.
So, oh, okay.
Well, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. It's funny because we'll make fun of Jocelyn while she's not here, but one of her favorite games, I think on the GameCube, was the actual Hobbit game they put out, not based on the movies, but based on like the book property, and it wasn't even made by EA.
Yeah, I'm aware of that one. That one, they specifically weren't allowed to pull from anything related to the movies. They had to base it solely on just the Hobbit book. They couldn't pull from the Lord of the Rings books. They couldn't pull from the Silmarillion. They could only pull from the Hobbit book, and they couldn't actually... They had to specifically make it not look like the movie.
Yeah.
Which is just...
It looked terrible.
Man, how bizarre. Like,
it was
and
so
also,
bad.
That game kind of stunk. Like, I remember at the time really enjoying the Two Towers and the Return of the King adventure games. Or not adventure games, action games.
Yeah, no, yeah, the Two Towers was really good. That was the EA game where you kind of played, it was like co-op or single player.
Yeah, you could play as Aragorn, Legolas, or Gimli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you dug Shadow of Mordor. That's kind of my, the one of the 2014 games that that I just haven't had a chance to try yet.
Yeah, that and Dragon Age. I haven't had a chance to play Dragon Age yet. It's pretty high up on the list, but it wasn't on sale.
Are you thinking PC?
For Dragon Age? No, I want to play that on my couch.
Yeah, that's probably a good bet. I mean, that game is so good. I'm playing it on PC, and I'm trying to get more people to pick it up on PC so we can do some multiplayer. I haven't been playing a lot on my PS4, and I keep buying games for it to kind of like coach me to get up back on the couch to play video games, because sometimes it's just playing so many games on your PC, you just want to sit on your couch and veg with a controller.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Especially I work from home. I work on the computer. So at some point I'm done being in this hunched over golem position. So yeah, I played Shadow of Mordor on the PS4. So I played that on my couch. That was a wonderful couch game. Because honestly, you don't want to play that with a mouse and keyboard anyway. Granted, it will look better on the PC, but
yeah, you know what? That might. It was I think for the Boxing Day sale on the PSN store, it was half price as well. It was very low. I might have to check that out. Sony's been doing an excellent job with sales on their PSN store. Tomb Raider Definitive Edition for like $20. Did you end up picking that up?
No, I didn't. I was because I was like, Black Friday's in like 2 days. I know I'm gonna get some games. So
yeah,
yeah. Well, that was after Black Friday, wasn't it?
I think it was the first week after Black Friday.
You know what it was? Is I had just gotten Shadows of Mordor. I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna play this anytime soon.
You're a smarter man than I, good sir.
Yeah.
Because I see a sale and it's like, that's not gonna go on sale for a long time again. Especially on PSN. With PC, it's like it's easy to say, I'll wait for the Steam sale, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
No, plus, I had already played and beaten Tomb Raider, which was a great game.
Yeah, that's a solid argument. I beat it as well. I kind of want to see what it looks like on the PS4, because it does look like they redid a lot of the assets for the character models and stuff.
Mm, okay. So,
yeah, no, I'll have to check it out. I'm sure I'll be able to talk about it on here at some point once I get through it. But, Dragon Age is fantastic. Paul's back on the call.
Are we back to Dragon Age again?
No, we're not. We were talking about your Hobbit game.
Are you hating on Dragon Age as well?
Like, no, I'm not. No.
We had a bit of an alteration like an hour and a half ago. She's still a little upset about it. And
Ryan's been talking about Dragon Age all night, and for like the last three or four Gamers In episodes. And then tonight, he said that Dragon Age was way better than Skyrim, and I should never play Skyrim again because what? Dragon Age was so much better, and no. I should just play all the Dragon Age. So to that, I brought out my Skyrim dragon, who's now sitting next to me on my desk. And
is that how you took it? I said, yes. I said you would... When you
Ryan,
play,
that sounds like an overstatement.
Yeah, well, she took it as an overstatement. Really, what I was saying was, if you play Dragon Age, you'll understand that the dragon type stuff in Dragon Age Inquisition is superior to Skyrim. I didn't say you weren't going to play Skyrim again; just that you would enjoy it more. Maybe. I guess it's easy to see. I'm tired. All right. It's been
you guys need some fucking life. You're all tired.
Well, we've been doing this.
We've been doing this for 3 hours now.
Hey, you know what? Every hour for every year.
And immediately start criticizing, isn't it? It's fantastic.
Yeah. I've been resting and drinking coffee and monsters for the last 3 hours while you guys sit here and talk and not refresh beverages.
Okay. You start hating on Skyrim. Them's fighting words, man.
Have you played Dragon Age Inquisition?
I'm just saying.
But it doesn't matter. I'm going to bow out, guys. So
thanks for popping in, Garrett.
I offended
Congratulations
Garrett.
Yeah, we did. Did Ryan tell you we played your video off the top of the show?
Oh, you did? Oh, wonderful.
No, we didn't. It was fantastic. Thank you very much.
People are getting two doses of me. Oh, this is incredibly self-serving and unnecessary. So
it's good because then when we split the episode in half, you'll be on both halves.
Yeah.
Oh, even more self-serving.
We're getting a pre-Hobbit Garrett and a post-Hobbit Garrett. It's a very different world here.
Is it?
No, I don't know. Not really.
Thanks a lot for calling, man.
Thanks,
guys. Have a good night.
Night, Garrett. Yeah, Garrett.
That guy's fantastic.
Yes, he
is. And now you're probably wondering, why wouldn't you say that when he's on the call? It's like, well, I don't know. That's a good question.
He is. He's a fantastic co-host. He's been really great to work with over the last year and a bit. Year and a half.
He's good people.
He is good people.
He's good.
People. Okay, Valk, I'm looking at you. You got to call in, buddy.
He did call, and now I have him as I have you as a contact, Valk, so feel free to call back, and I will... Oh, wait, I could just push this button.
And call him.
Add to call.
Oh.
Yeah, Paul's back. Jimmy's here. Jimmy, and...
Yep, I'm here.
Valk will be in at some point. Paul, what games are you playing?
I'm playing nothing more than World of Warcraft. That is essentially my life.
Oh, right, another now. One of those.
Yeah.
Hey,
are
we
you
have
playing
boss down
Horde
on Mythic,
or Alliance?
So eat me. What's up?
Are you playing Horde or Alliance? I never see you online.
I'm on Alliance. I know you and I would love to like group with just the general Frog Pants community more, but it seems like our time zones are completely off.
Well, time zones are off, and if you're playing Alliance, then, dude, I'm just going to shoot you in the face when I PvP.
I believe
you. If you're a Night Elf, that would be really helpful. If you could just stand in front of me and let me kill you 300 times, then I can get my achievement and move on.
I could do that, but that would be foolhardy. I would do that, but, you know, the Horde, whatever, man. They scream, they yell, they don't, they talk. That's what they do, they talk.
Oh, dear. Are you sure you haven't been podcasting for 3 hours? That argument didn't make much sense.
No, it didn't.
No, I'm trying to avoid Mitsubishi that's in front of me.
Oh, you're driving.
Swig.
I apologize.
Unacceptable, good sir.
Let's return to the conversation. Yeah, I actually do have a Horde character on Earthen Ring. I just haven't logged in on him in forever.
What are you playing on, or what's your character on Earthen Ring?
Has it been that long? A Tauren Shaman.
Oh, okay. Shaman.
Yeah.
You're a Shaman guide. Man, shaman. What is
shaman.
Happening?
Shaman.
Whatever.
Shaman, well, okay. Shaman, Shuman, tomato, tomato.
Canadians cannot get all pissy about pronunciation of things.
Paul, do you remember the first time you were on the Gamers Inn? Because we were talking about this, what feels like...
Shit.
4 hours ago.
That was like, it was like what, the second episode?
He remembers.
Second or third episode,
it was real
I think.
Close.
Yeah. Do you remember what game we were talking about? The big game?
Amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed that time.
Mm-hmm. It was like SWTOR.
We enjoyed having you on every time.
Shit, I don't.
I think it was SWTOR. Must have been.
Aw. And you know what? I'm going to apologize publicly. I didn't see you at BlizzCon.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to take entire responsibility because I was, you know, I saw the instance. I was there.
You were at the instance? I was there, at the instance. Yeah.
I know. I found that out later.
How did I not?
And then immediately after that, I had to go to the StarCraft final. And you were like, okay, just so people understand, like, I live in California. And I think, Joss, it was your first time in California, yeah?
It was.
And yeah, I was literally, I probably couldn't have been, 130 feet from you. And we still didn't see each other.
Yeah, and he didn't bother to say hi, so.
Aww.
I understand. And I feel like an ass, fine.
So, sorry.
We're totally friends. Don't worry. I did air quotes there.
Right, I guess.
Surprised you didn't feed him to the dragon.
No, that's just for you, Ryan.
Aw, thanks.
I guess we're not as close as we thought. Tear.
Yeah, if she really, truly hated you.
I'm totally siding with you on the whole Skyrim argument. There's no way. Anywho.
Ugh. It's a flat argument to be made in the first place, guys. If you realize that I'm being serious, like, come on, you've never spoken to me before.
You
I guess.
Though you are serious.
Oh, okay. That seems to be.
That's how this works, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
At least like with my Warlords team, like they're just shy of crazy. They're just crazy enough. Like they do a lot of raiding. And they're not the world first type people, but they're just below that.
Wow.
And yeah, there's several degrees better than I ever will be. Hmm. And yeah. And
so why did they let you play with them?
Exactly. No, I know, like, I know a few of the people in real life. That's really where this comes from.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And so you're spending all your time playing an alliance what?
I am a Draenei. I play a mage. That is what I do at the moment. I know.
Huh.
Interesting.
So you could probably boost to 90, get to 100, gear up, and start raiding with us.
Maybe.
You should do that.
Should totally do
that. I got to ration my time, man.
Well, it's not like you got other responsibilities like a kid.
No, he's fine.
He can do his own stuff, right?
He's got his own level 90.
Right. He, oh my gosh.
Can we raid with him, actually?
He loves it when he sits on my lap for when I manage my garrison. It is unbelievable. He just thinks it's the coolest thing in the world.
That's adorable. Like
Do you say to him, someday, child, this would be all yours?
I do. I've said that to him daily. And, you know, it's
good parenting.
Yeah. And not only that, but the kid is just, everybody loves him.
Good.
It's scary.
He's pretty adorable.
He recently learned what a train sounds like. So, anywho.
And what does a train sound like, Paul?
He will stop whatever
he's doing.
Yeah, that was a stupid question. Anyway.
Hey, well, thanks. That was me under the bus for making a train sound.
So we should mention we got Valk on the call. Are you there, Valk?
Yeah, Valk's on
the call. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
So for anybody who doesn't know Valk, we do a lot of PvP stuff together. He is freaking awesome. How did you start listening to Gamers In? I think you found me through Angry Chicken.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I found you through the Angry Chicken, and then I got home today and I was looking at my like email for the Twitch notifications, like, oh hey, Amy was on, and I clicked on over here, and then you guys were here.
Perfect.
So, right,
and we're gonna be here all night.
You said earlier in the chat that this was your first ever Gamers In episode, right?
Yep. This was the first one. So nice to meet you, Ryan.
Not representative. Nice to meet you too. We normally do.
Yeah, we're usually out of here, you know, within a reasonable hour.
2.5 hours ago.
That would explain it because I come home from work. You guys were still on, so.
Yeah, because you guys are all California guys, right? Swick, Valk, you guys are.
Yep. I'm in Vegas.
At West Coast. Oh, man, Ryan, we made it all the way to West Coast time.
Oh, gosh. I was going to play some Skyrim after this, so.
You're not allowed to play Skyrim anymore.
Oh, right.
Skyrim cred has been revoked.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I'll just go play Dragon Age and not level to level 100.
Just make a claim, a legal claim, on the term scrolls, and they will make sure that you will never play anything they've made ever.
True. Could do that. Or I could play ESO. That's probably a good bet.
It's fun. I don't know why people keep hating on it.
Is it still running? It's still a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure. I legitimately don't. It's like, guys, we got $15. Let's go buy coffee. No, I got an email from them. They were supposed to have a console version come out this year, and they delayed it again.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Bought will do that.
Did they get bought?
No.
Oh,
I was like, what? I did not hear that news. Swick, how are you so in all of the, like, stealth news stories that I haven't heard yet?
Yeah.
You're making them up.
Oh. Hey, what really works is just sprinkle it in with a little bit of true stuff, and people will believe you.
True. That's what I do mostly, you know. Just like, hey, guess what? The Wii U is an awesome console. Because of these reasons, don't you know?
And you're dreaming, so there it is.
Well, Paul is one of our failed converts. He picked up a Wii U.
I have one.
I know you do. But notice I said failed, right? You picked it up, and now
now you don't touch it.
You only talk to me once a week.
Nintendo gives a shit whether or not I like it or not. I bought it.
I agree with you. They probably don't, unfortunately.
So there you go. They've succeeded.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nintendo. No.
The Star Wars.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's a solid system. We're not going to get into the Wii U, though. Let's talk about ESO.
You brought it up.
I know. I always bring it up just to see the reaction from people. But we've already gone for 3 hours. We don't want to go for another 3 hours.
I know. I'm trying to think of things to talk about that we haven't already talked about.
Well, what does Valk want to talk about?
Yeah, Valk, what do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? What kind of pizza do you guys like?
Oh, that's a great question.
Pizza questions.
I had pizza for dinner, but I don't know about you guys, but I sometimes I'll order in, but other times I get like the frozen pizzas, like the Delicio Rising Crust.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a deluxe one. Ashley doesn't like it, so she picks the olives and the little meatballs off of it.
Oh, she doesn't like the deluxe?
Yeah, she doesn't. I love the deluxe. It's nice.
I love when they put like everything on it. It's the greatest.
Yeah, it's like a nice smattering of flavors. And I see her picking the olives off and the meatballs off, and she doesn't eat her crust either. So she gives me her crust to dip, and then she's like, "Do you want my extras?"
What does she eat? Just the pepperoni and the cheese. I'll just like scrape it off the bread.
she eats everything else on it. It's still like pizza. It's just I like getting the deluxe, and she's like, "Well, as long as you understand, I'm gonna pick the shitty toppings off." Like,
well, okay. I guess that's an advantage of the deluxe, because if you don't like a certain thing, you just pick it right off, and then you have whatever kind of pizza you want.
Yeah, it's just if you're picking olives off, and let's face it, like the little sausage balls on a rising crust Delicio pizza, I doubt it's real meat. So her picking it off is probably a smart call, in my opinion.
Are fake vegetables better than fake meat? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Do they make fake vegetables?
I'm pretty sure vegetables, it's cheaper to have real vegetables as opposed to fake vegetables.
Well, nobody wants them, so probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Mostly water, anyways. But I'm a Domino's man through and through when it comes to ordering pizza in.
I've started getting Domino's, too. I used to be a pizza person, but it's terrible down here. It's absolutely horribly awful.
Pizza.
It's a Canadian.
Caesars?
No, it's a Canadian thing. We have Little Caesars here as well, but Pizza is a separate organization.
Yeah.
Which
used to be my go-to. There was one around the around the corner from our house growing up, and I loved it so much. And then the one down here is just awful, terrible, horrible. So now I've started ordering Domino's.
I'm a big Pizza Hut fan.
Ooh, Pizza Hut.
I'll do Papa John's, Domino's, any of it.
Here in Vegas, we have a wide array of little, small, delicious pizza shops, like little, like independent shops everywhere. And
doesn't Vegas have pretty much everything?
Yeah,
don't you have like Paris in Vegas, Egypt in Vegas?
I think we do. So like you can have whatever kind of pizza. You could have New York pizza. You could have Italian pizza. You could have American pizza. You could have whatever you want here in Vegas. And,
Do you guys have mellow mushroom up there?
I'm not sure. I've never heard of mellow mushroom.
Jocelyn, no. I saw that in the chat room.
I don't know how far it goes. Very far north and west.
Oh, pizza's delicious. Now I'm hungry. I'm probably going to have leftovers for my midnight snack or
hang up this call.
whenever we stop talking. Like, I don't know. Like, pizza's a delicious thing. And
it's the only thing I've been eating for probably about a month and a half now.
Kind of jealous, to nice. Be honest.
I'm like, oh, I'm out of leftover pizza. Guess I should order another one.
You're describing my university career, because every Friday we'd be like, I don't want to go grocery shopping. Well, let's just order like three pizzas. I almost said six, which is probably more accurate because I live with two other guys. And what we do is from the bookstore, we got these coupons and they were like 2-for-1 and like 2-for-1 pizzas. So we'd order an extra large, you get a second extra large.
2-for-1 coupons.
Yeah, you understand how 2-for-1 coupons work. But there's no stipulation and the delivery guys never took it unless their manager was on call and they'd never take the coupon. You just order it, pay them the amount, they leave all the pizzas. And we just leave them out on the table all weekend. And it's like, you're hungry? You don't even need to go near the fridge. You just slip past the kitchen table, grab a slice, and go right home.
God. You leave them out all weekend?
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe we chuck them in the fridge, like, you
like
know.
Like at nighttime?
Like at night to make sure nothing got into them.
Yeah.
It's probably accurate. But and have you ever been to we called it the palace for oxymoron reasons. Or opposite reasons, oxymoron is not correct. But yeah, that you wouldn't want to leave food out of that place. Let's just say that.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want any more Ryan University stories.
Oh, they're great. The Ryan University stories are great. We called it the palace because our basement was a dungeon. And we had to shower down there for a good 6 months. This was before I met Ashley, but the basement was unfinished, concrete floor. And downstairs you go down, it looked like the set of a Saw film, except in the corner there was like a shower stall and a laundry set. So you can
pretty
imagine.
Pretty sure there was a shower area in the Saw.
Yeah, well, maybe it was exact. Maybe that's where they shot Saw 1 or 2.
That's where they got the inspiration.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this room, I'm assuming the Saw manufacturers are French. And it's like, this is
so
great.
So hungry now.
I know. Yeah, all pizza.
Right. I didn't have dinner either.
You didn't eat right, dinner?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I told you, I fell asleep by accident and woke up 15 minutes before the show.
And you've been podcasting ever since.
Exactly. I need to shove some food into my face hole.
Well,
that's impressive.
I would totally come make you pizza, except I don't have a passport.
Oh, you should get a passport. Canada's awesome.
Have to stand on the opposite sides of Niagara Falls Bridge and just hand it over.
Throw it like a frisbee?
Yeah.
No, you can just walk it across, right, on a tightrope.
You ever have macaroni and cheese pizza?
No.
No.
Delicious.
Do I want? What is it?
No.
Now give him the benefit of the doubt, Jocelyn. He's a guest.
There's a pizza buffet, a chain called CeCe's.
Uh-huh.
And they have it there, and I've made it at home, too. It's really just, you know, like cheese sauce with some shredded cheese and noodles on a pizza.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I hear a turning signal. You better be pulling over, Paul.
Trust me, it's so good.
Yeah.
This is the most dangerous episode of the Gamers Inn you've ever listened to.
If we hear squealing tires, I'm killing the stream.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck you, sir. Fuck you! I'm sorry.
Can you tell he lives in L.A.?
Really?
It's what you call a California howdy.
Yeah.
My LA experience was not like that. It was very pleasant.
Oh, that's nice. It's nothing like the cabbies in Toronto. I was there for my bachelor party, and those guys, they do not treat you any better when you're dressed with a cape and night crown.
I'd imagine it's a bit worse.
Well,
all right.
They just drive really fast.
Quick educational point.
Makes you sound like a LARPer.
Do you know the proper way to make a frozen pizza?
You put it in the oven when it's frozen?
Oh, my God. Murphy, you are killing me.
A stone tablet? I put it on the...
What are you supposed to do with a frozen pizza other than heat it up?
Okay, see...
I stick it in the microwave.
What? I've had a few frozen pizzas. No, you... Oh, my God.
Now he's going to crash.
No, there's an art form. You got... Okay. This is what you do.
Explain.
You take it out of the little container. container that it's in, at, you know, fully frozen. Let's just say you just pulled it out of the freezer. Right?
I did.
You take it out of its little container. You let it sit for, like, say, 15 minutes.
No, it says specifically that you need to take it straight out of the freezer. It says, do not let thaw.
You should not listen to that, and you should listen to me. So, next, oregano. Lightly sprinkled. You know, it's just as you see fit.
What's the point in buying frozen? I should I should put the extra effort that you're describing with oregano into calling Domino's and they can send it.
Where do I even get oregano?
Yeah, what is this oregano you speak of?
Next, chili flakes. Depending on your level of spice that you like, you know, if you're like a little bit more, if you like a little bit more kick, you should put more chili flakes on it. Next.
Pull over.
You put it into the oven after the crust is semi-pliable. Right?
This is too many steps. I got home? I threw a frozen pizza in the oven. And I watched Newsroom for 30 minutes. I got up, my pizza was done.
Right. By the time it takes to do all this, I could have made the pizza and eaten the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
I do really like homemade pizza. Homemade pizza is really good.
Yeah, well, that's different. If you want to put the effort into the pizza, like you know what you signed up for. But what Paul's describing is like, it's like you get to the drive-thru.
What I'm describing is human decency. What I'm describing is America.
You tell me I have to go to the frozen pizza aisle and then the chili flakes aisle, then the oregano aisle.
Next thing you know, I'm gonna have to go buy some thyme, and that is not.
This sounds a whole lot like groceries, which is what we're trying to avoid, people.
You're taking the easiest food imaginable to make for dinner and making like an entire
meal better. Out of it. I'm making the best food better. How could you go wrong?
Look, let me describe what I did after work. I went.
What I'm hearing is
went
a lot
to the grocery
of
store.
Patience. That's what I'm hearing.
No, we don't have anything.
I'm gonna buy frozen pizza, dude.
If I'm gonna be patient and spend the time, I will just make the pizza myself. I will get a crust, get all the toppings, the cheese and sauce, and make it myself. Not get a frozen pizza.
That's... No. Why? That's
because it's probably less work overall.
The frozen pizza you are describing, Paul, is not convenient.
It sounds like work.
And that was two knots for emphasis, not two knots to cancel each other out and actually be a positive.
Not.
I'm going to take the latter to that statement. Right.
I think you're making a frozen pizza into like a whole Thanksgiving dinner preparation.
Is there stuffing involved?
Shit. Oh, God, I hope not. Stuffed crust is disgusting.
Stuffed crust is amazing. Shut up, Ryan.
Oh, they're turning on me.
Oh, man.
You guys said you wanted to talk about something else.
Well,
We didn't know you were going to be so fundamentally wrong.
Or serious about pizza prep, like...
Yeah, this is the most, like, in-depth pizza preparation argument I think I've ever been.
Good. Your listeners should know. The people, they need to know.
It's a public service announcement. Public pizza prep.
Public service announcement. Making a frozen pizza should take an hour.
No, half hour tops. Tops. I admittedly am doubling your pizza prep time, but worth every minute. Worth it.
How can you double 0 minutes? That's still 0 minutes, Paul.
Okay, so you're telling me that okay, so good. We're in agreement then. It is the same prep time.
No, I'm saying you're not doubling my time. You're like, I don't even know the math on that. It's so crazy.
It is infinitely worse, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes, it pretty much is.
Mm-hmm. The more spices you add, it's just it approaches infinity.
Infinity.
Yeah.
Kind of cereal do you eat?
One that I put milk on and be done with. I don't know.
I don't usually eat cereal.
Tell me you people do not just have the cereal that is served to you.
You just put the cereal in the bowl, and you put some milk in the bowl.
What are you talking about,
Paul? And you put it in your face.
Of course you just put it in the bowl. Like, Jocelyn's spot on.
I think we've lost Paul. He's just given up.
He threw his phone out the window at that guy who cut him off. Hey, you try to talk some sense to them. All right. Do they like frozen pizza with oregano? No! Damn it!
No me gusta! Let me out.
Well, first, the cereal needs to sit in the bowl for 15 minutes.
And then you put oregano on it.
He needs to make making sure it's pliable.
Get your fingers in there and really work it.
Pouring a regular bowl of cereal like borderline's too much work in the morning.
Yeah. Sometimes I just don't
eat.
Do
more?
I just pour an extra cup of coffee and I suck it up. Like, that's my breakfast.
Okay. My work here is complete. I got you guys talking. Anywho. Love you
Thanks
all.
Thanks for hanging out, Paul. Actually, bye, Paul. Yeah, we should probably just kill the stream now.
That's a good
3.5 hours, I think, is enough for a 3-year anniversary special.
Yeah, next year we're not doing 4 hours. We're not doing the 1 hour for every year.
You
but
say that now.
Yeah,
you do say that now.
You do.
Valk, you want a PvP?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Sweet.
PvP.
Does Ryan do any PvP?
Ryan's soon. Not even max level yet.
Hey, you know what? I promise you I will PvP with you guys as soon as I hit the required level. How's that sound?
That sounds great. You should totally come with us.
Sweet. I like PvP. It's just I'm never at a point at a level where I can play or I have people who actually do play. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
same
it'll
with rating.
It'll be a blast. We always have
you
a
should
blast,
find
right
out
now.
If there's enough people in the chat room who want to do like rated battlegrounds or something instead of arena. Not that I don't love arena, but I love battlegrounds.
Yeah, I'm up for anything. So. I'm gonna PvP and smite.
I know. I thought about that too. I was like, oh man, I should totally smite. And then I'm like, oh, I'm not capped on conquest. And Valk is here, so I need to take advantage of Valk while I can.
That's true.
Whoa.
No, not.
Get in. Get some PvP in with the old Valk.
Exactly.
No, that's good.
All right, dudes. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to kill the stream. Thank you, everyone, for supporting us over the last 3 years. It seems kind of crazy, and we've come so far. Thank you to Garrett for having us on A-Move. Yeah, just thank you, everyone, for all of the things. I'm tired.
No, it's late.
We've been talking for too long.
I didn't expect us to go this late.
In peace and freedom for your thank you all to the gamers and community, and we love you.
Oh, shit, we have to read Val's email. Okay, we're going to read Val's email, and then we're going to be done.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yes, we have to. We absolutely have to. So Val has been one of our fans since literally the first episode. She is fantastic. She's just, she's been with us for 3 years. We love her. She is our Mass Effect multiplayer girl. She comes on with us every extra life. She's been super supportive. So she sent us an email. And she says, greetings to both of our wonderful hosts. I want to say congratulations on yet another milestone. I can't believe you guys have been on the air for 3 years. Neither can we. Seriously, where does the time go? I remember the first time you guys read one of my emails on air. It was about Skyrim and how I wasn't able to marry the leader of the Thieves Guild in the game. I never did finish that game, but I remained a faithful listener of the inn. You guys are one of the first podcasts I ever listened to when I got my brand new shiny iPod Touch. 3 years later, that iPod now has a broken power button, but I still use it to listen to the inn, even if I'm a couple of episodes behind. In closing, congratulations once again. Play Mass Effect 3 multiplayer more often. I'm currently saving up my hard-earned money to buy a Doghouse Systems gaming laptop so I can play more games with you guys.
Sweet.
I'm sick of feeling left behind because my Mac, even if I love it. Oh, because of my Mac, even if I love it. And besides, those laptops look so damn cool. Au revoir from the Frenchie. So thank you very much for your email, Val. It means a lot that you've stuck with us through all of this time, the ups and the downs, the crazy segment names that lasted an episode.
Yeah. Even if we're talking about games, like, she makes a really good point. Like, we're talking about games that she doesn't play or has not played. That just, again, goes back to the fact that we are discussing the games that we are playing. And sometimes the games that other people are playing. And sometimes discussing how we can't marry the leader of the Thieves Guild, which I couldn't do as well. And I was
She is all
pissed.
Over all of the romancing and relationshipping stuff in the games that normally I just glaze right over because I have to save the universe.
Yeah, see,
so.
Val gets me. Like, I was right there with her, like, oh, you know, like, when I was describing the gender bug to her in the game that shall not be mentioned, you know, she was like, yeah, that makes total sense. You should wait for the patch. Everyone else is like, dude, just keep on trucking and save the world. What are you doing?
Like
hey, the world can wait.
Until you're done your romance. I get it.
Advance the storyline, develop relationships. What are you without your companions?
On that note, we need to remind everyone that we are not going to do an episode on the 26th because it is the holidays. We have Christmas the day before. Those of us in Canada, the 26th is Boxing Day, which is still significant family time for some people. For me, it means shopping.
Yeah.
Also important. And then after that, on January 2nd, we will be doing our Game of the Year episode. So if there's stuff you guys want us to talk about, or if you guys want to give us your picks for Game of the Year, then feel free to email us. If you'd like to visit us on the web, you can do so at gamersinpodcast.com. You can find us on A-Move TV along with other fabulous podcasts, including Into the Nexus, Campaign Roundtable, The Angry Chicken, and A-Move Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GIS Gamer. Ryan is at R. Murphy, and don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. The video versions of all our episodes can be found on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JocelynMoffitt. You can also find the show on Facebook and Google+. So if you'd like to email us and tell us all about all of the everything that we talked about tonight, so much so that I can't even begin to start recapping.
I don't even know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
I'm there with you. Don't worry. This is going to be like, I'm going to write the note for this episode. It's like, what the hell?
But if you would like to give us your thoughts, you can email the show at info@gamersinpodcast.com. So remember, something about in something, and tune in next week, except for not actually next week, the week after next week.
Hey. Thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, it's late, and pizza
Jim
must
can
be
outro it for
devoured.
Me. It's like 1 a.m. on a podcast that's normally over at 11, so, you know, cut me some slack.
Yeah.
Thanks, dudes.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.